Patient's last name is FNU, again, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, U as in uncle. First name is M-A-H-J-A-N. Date of birth is December 25, 1944. Date of service is September 2, 2023. Next prayer for referring physician is Michelle Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S-M-D. Michelle Cortez, M-D. Next prayer for dear Dr. Cortez, I have the pleasure to see Miss F. And you today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next breath is requesting illness. Patient is a 78-year-old female coming with chief complaint of memory loss. So the majority of the history is provided by the daughter-in-law. First up, according to the daughter-in-law, comma, patient has been having progressive memory loss over the past few years. So first up, it is in much worse for the last 1 year. First up, majority of this memory loss is short-term memory loss. So first up, she will misplace things. So first up, she will forget their grandkids' names. So first up, she would... first up, patient will forget dates. First up, patient does not know calculation. First up, the patient does not know her own date of birth. First up, she does not know the year, month, and date. First up, patient cannot do any calculations. Her symptoms are progressively getting worse. First up, the nice and hemiparesis, hemiparesis, sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next, we have a past medical history. Past medical history, they did not provide any past medical history next for medication. They did not provide any current medication she's taking next for allergies, unknown drug allergies. And next paragraph, impressions of progressive memory loss. So first up, according to her daughter-in-law, the patient has been having progressive memory loss for the last few years, and it's been much worse for the last 1 year. First up, now patient has significant short-term memory loss. So first up, she does not know her grandchildren's name. First up, she does not know her own date of birth. First up, she does not know the year, month, and day today. First up, she cannot do calculations. So first up, I suspect the patient has advanced Alzheimer's disease. First up, her recommendation, explain to the daughter-in-law the above possibility. First up, number. I will schedule a patient to obtain a brain MRI camera to definitively evaluate for cortical atrophy and also to rule out the multi-infarct dementia. Next number. I will also call the lab camera to see if she got some general medical laboratory workup for starting number. I will start the patient on memantine, 10 milligrams once a day, once after the EEG study. First time number. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Last name is a D R U R Y. Again, D R U R Y. First name is William. Date of service is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is June 6, 1964. Next referring physician is Dr. Referring physician is Dr. Lay, L-A-Y, again, L-A-Y, Cho Lay, C-H-O, L-A-Y. Next, we have a dear Dr. Lay. I have the pleasure to see William today for an initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. The next reference for present illness patient is a 59-year-old male, chief complaint of a sleep disturbance. The first time, according to him, a patient has difficulty sleeping on his back. The first time, he has to sleep on the side. The first time, he also has history of snoring. The first time, he has septal deviation surgery in the past. The first time, usually go to bed at 10:30. First up, a patient has frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep when he's sleeping on his back. First up, otherwise, he tells me he doesn't snore. First up, he does have excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, patient wakes up with feeling fatigue and also sweaty. First up, next paragraph, past medical history, high blood pressure. Next up, past surgical history, left knee surgery, colonoscopy, septal deviation surgery, diverticulitis. Next one, current medication, folic acid. Next number, fiber pills. Next number, high blood pressure medications, allergies medications. Next number, allergies, non drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patient is divorced. Patient is currently not working. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. First up, patient has been sober for the last 9 years. Family history, brother have diabetes. First up, father have dementia. First up, father also have COPD, chronic alcoholism. Grandfather died of heart attack. Next for a review system, patient's joint pain, muscle cramps, tingling, and numbness symptoms. First time, this is an impression. Impressions, frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep, comma, non restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, comma, comma. These all signs and symptoms suggesting a possible obstructive sleep apnea for sudden slumber. We'll schedule a patient for an overnight polysomnography. We'll schedule for an outpatient for an overnight polysomnography study, comma, definitively evaluate for obstructive sleep apnea. Next patient, last name is Monroy. Again, Monroy. First name is Joseph. Date of visit is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is December 20th, 1981. Next referral for referring physician is Anita Hart, A-N-I-T-A. Last name is H-E-A-R-T, M-D. Next referral is Dr. Hart. After pleasure to see Joseph today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next referral is Mr. Newman. This patient is a 41-year-old male, grandma. She complained of a sleep disturbance. The first patient tells me that he's snores. The first time he has a significant excessive daytime sleepiness. The first of a patient sleep is now restorative. The first of a patient wakes up feeling tired. The first of a patient is go to bed at 9 p.m. First time takes a patient 3 to 4 hours to fall asleep. The first of a patient severely loud snoring. First of a patient. Patient bedtime is 9 a.m. for Stubba. His wake up time is 9 p.m. for Stubba. A patient wakes up with a dry mouth, a headache, excessive sweating. For Stubba, patient also drooling and fatigue. For Stubba, patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So for Stubba, he frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting inactively in a public place, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without a break. For Stubba, next paragraph. Next story of vision tells me that he was involved in many concussions. First off, vision tells me that he has involved concussion 15 times when he was playing hockey. First off, patient tells me that sometimes he hit the head, he had loss of consciousness. First off, patient concerned that he may have a chronic traumatic encephalopathy. First off, next patient have seen the neurologist in the past. First off, patient see neurologist in Orange County, California. First off, patient has obtained brain MRI before. Next up, past medical history, a bladder surgery. Next up, current medication, amlodipine, atorvastatin, aspirin, metformin, naproxen, nicotine patch, nortriptyline, omeprazole, sertraline, trazodone, topamax, hydrocodone, vitamin C. Next up, allergies. Patients are allergic to alcohol. First up, he tells me that it causes a throat to close. So first time, next wave of social history, patient single. Patient's an auditor. First up, a patient quit smoke. A patient used to smoke 45 cigarettes per day for 27 years. So first up, a patient still smoking 45 cigarettes per day for 27 years. So first up, a patient does not drink alcohol. First up, a patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history, mother of diabetes. First up, father of sleep apnea, heart disease, and diabetes. Please do not put a review system. Next for impression, sleep disturbance. First off, patient likely have sleep apnea. First off, a patient of excessive daytime sleepiness, non-restorative sleep, loud snoring, obesity, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. Next for impression number two, a history of a concussion, 15 times from playing hockey. First off, patient seen neurologist in Orange County, California before. First off, patient have brain MRI. First off, patient concerned that he may have a chronic traumatic encephalopathy. First up, next for recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next summer, we'll schedule for a patient for an overnight polysomnography study. Next summer, I will try to obtain the brain MRI study report from Orange County neurologist. The first up, patient tells me that he will obtain those reports and send to me. First up, patient, first up, next summer, this marks the identification. Next patient, last name is Anacy Nancy, E-A-L. N-E-A-L, again, Neil, N-E-A-L. First name is Raymond. Date of visit is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is April 3, 2003. Date of birth is April 3, 2003. Next paragraph, referring physician is referring physician is Y-A-H-Y-A, last name is S-H-A-I-K-H-M-D, and Access, A-X-I-S, Access Community Health Clinic. Next one, a chief complaint seizure disorder. Next one, history present illness. Patients, a 20-year-old male with history of ADHD, had several seizures. So first step, according to patient, patient had a seizure four times. So first step, he can remember the first one was at home. First up, but the second time he was in the movie, first up, he had tonic-clonic activity in the movies for 2 minutes. The first up, patient had a convulsion and shaking. First up, the patient tells me that he complete loss of consciousness. The first up, patient was brought to the emergency room. First up, patient was started an IV Keppra, 1,000 milligrams. The first up, the patient also tells me that another episode of seizure while he was sleeping. First up, the patient tells me that one of those episodes were related to alcohol. First up, patient tells me that he was drinking a lot of alcohol. He may be withdrawal from that. First up, patient tells me he did not have seizure activities when he was younger. First up, denies any hemiparesis, hemiparesis changes to appropriate dysautonomy and dysphagia. First up, next up, paragraph, that's my history, ADHD. Next up, past surgical history, bone graft in the foot. Next one, communication to Keppra, 500 milligrams, one pill twice a day. Next paragraph, allergies. Allergies. Patient has no known drug allergies. Since we're social street, patient single. For several patients, patient works in parts shipping and receiving. For some patient does not smoke. For some patient quit smoking. Patient has quit smoking after 3-4 years of vaping. For some social history, patients are drinking alcohol 3 to 4 beers socially. For some patient does not use illicit drugs. In the family history, mother have a arachnoid cyst. Next number. Grandfather died of colon cancer and diabetes. Next one, review system. Patient has bloody nose. First time, first impression. Seizure disorder. First up, the patient had four episodes of a seizure convulsion. First up, specifically, one of those was in the movies. I had tonic-clonic activity for about 2 minutes, and complete loss of consciousness. First up, a patient went to the emergency room. That patient was started in Keppra. A patient tells me as long as he's taking the Keppra, he does not have any more seizures. So first up, but when he does not take the Keppra consistently, he would have a seizure. First up, the last seizure was when he was sleeping. First up, a patient had CT scan done at the emergency room. It was a negative study for sinus recommendation. Explain to the patient about diagnosis. Next up, explain to the patient that he should not be driving. For some, explain to the patient that he will be at risk for seizure and loss of consciousness while driving, which could result in injury to himself or other people on the road. For sinus recommendation to continue to take the Keppra 500 milligrams twice a day. For some, explain to the patient do not miss any doses. Next up, I will also obtain a brain MRI to definitively evaluate for seizure focus. Next up, I will also do an overnight EEG study to evaluate for seizure disorder. First up, next up, explain to patient to follow with me after the brain MRI study. First up, also explain to patient to contact me immediately if he has any seizure activities again. First up, perfect. Next patient, last name is Chang, C-H-A-N-G. First name is Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N-E. Date of birth is October 2, 1982. Date of service is September 1, 2023. September 1, 2023. Next, we have a referring physician, Peter Wong. Next, we have a chief complaint, migraine headaches. Next, we have history present in this patient, a 40-year-old female. 40-year-old female, chief complaint, migraine headaches. The first patient tells me that she has history of migraine headaches and tension headaches. The first time started in 2012. Patient tells me that her headaches are potential triggers, including strong smell, noise, light sensitivity. First up, patient also tells me that the wine also trigger headaches. First up, lack of sleep also trigger her headaches. First up, she tells me that she had tried nortriptyline 10 milligrams a night. First up, however, she's discontinued because it was a She discontinued it because it was making her too sleepy. First up, patient's been taking over-the-counter medication since 2016. First up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibodysensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomy, and dysphagia. Next one, past medical history, history of hospitalization for one night when she was 4 years old, due to high fever. Next one, past medical history, non-expert medication, non-expert allergies. No known drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patient single. First up, patient is a school psychologist. Patient does not smoke. First up, patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history. a maternal grandmother of Alzheimer's disease, a first of a maternal grandfather of stroke and diabetes. Next one, review system, patient short of breath, acid reflux symptoms, urinary urgency and frequency, first of all. Next one, pressure, migraine, headache disorder, first of all. Patient has classic description of migraine, headache disorder, karma, in which it would have a light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, first of a strong smell would trigger a headache, so first of wine would also trigger a headache, so first of lack of sleep would also trigger a headache. So first of all, patient's been having these since 2012. Her first step, her patient's trying no triptan. At one point, her first step, however, it's making her too sleepy and she has discontinued it. Her first step, this worker. Now, patient also of tension headaches with these migraine headaches. Of course, I explain to patient it is very common. Migraine headaches and tension headache are commonly together, first up. And next, whatever condition, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next, however, I will give the patient a trial of sumatriptan, 15 milligrams once a day as needed, to first up. Next, however, I will also give the patient a trial of rizatriptan, 10 milligrams once a day as needed, comma, in case the sumatriptan is not effective. First up, explain the patient common side effects from these, explain the patient the common side effects from these medications, which include chest pain, palpitation, short of breath. First, I explain to the patient, let me know immediately if she developed any of those side effects. First, I will follow up with the patient October 2, 2023. First, next to the paragraph, this marks at the end of dictation. Next patient, the last name is V-U-S-T-O-S. Again, V-U-S-T-O-S, first name is Vicky. V is in Victor, I-C-K-I. Date of visit is of September 1, 2023. Date of birth is October 10, 1961. Next to the part of a referring physician is Dr. May Wilcom, M-A-E. Last name is W-I-L-L-K-O-M. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Wilcom. It's a pleasure to see Vicky today for initial evaluation. Sleep disorders of snoring. Next work history present new patients, a 61-year-old female grandma, chief of both snoring and sleep disturbance. The first patient tells me that she has snoring during sleep. The patient usually go to bed at 10 p.m. First step, takes the patient about 10 to 15. So it takes the patient about 15 to 20 minutes to fall asleep. The first step, patient is moderately loud snoring. First up, patient also witness muscles of breathing during sleep. First up, patient's frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep. First up, her sleep is now restorative. First up, patient wakes up at 6:15 a.m. First up, she wakes up with a dry mouth, sleepy, tired, and fatigue. First up, patient denies any hypnopompic hallucination, hypnogagging hallucination. First up, next forever. A patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, a patient always becomes drowsy when she's sitting, reading, watching television, comma, sitting and active in a public place, comma, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. So, for some, next, we have a past medical history, high blood pressure, next number, right knee surgery, and cholecystectomy, next number, current medication, the patient did not provide me with a list of medication. Next, we have allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, we have the current medication. Please read the current medication. Current medication, calcium, Astrovan, fish oil, hydroquinolone 4 milligram cream, lisinopril, metoprolol, multivitamin, triamterine, vitamin E. Next, we have allergies. No drug allergies. Thanks for social history. Patient is married. Patient is an executive assistant. Patient is an executive assistant. Patient has quit smoking 10 years ago. First time, patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history. Father of heart disease and died of a heart attack. First time, a sister of multiple sclerosis. First time, and has diabetes. Next, we have a review system. Patient has a numbness in the right hand. And next, the part of impression. Witness process of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, snoring, comma, obesity, comma. These all sound obesity, comma. These are all common signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First of all, Patient is 5'5" and 310 pounds. And for service for our next step part of a recommendation, we'll schedule a patient for an overnight point some not for free study for stuff. Next step part of our next patient, this marks out the application.